Abortion rights on the ballot. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's a message the president is repeating to midterm voters, promising to protect access to abortion if Democrats keep control of Congress.
President Biden wants Americans to remember how it felt when Roe v. Wade was overturned.
The final say does not rest in the court now.
The president told a rally in Washington, if voters send more Democrats to the Senate with a Democrat-led House, the first bill he'll send to Congress is legislation codifying the Roe v. Wade precedent in the federal law.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The president also vowing to veto a national ban if that's passed. Republican lawmakers have proposed nationwide limits on abortion. House passed measures expanding access have fallen short of the 60 votes needed to advance in the Senate. The White House sidestepping a question on whether the president's top domestic priority is inflation or abortion. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says he's working on the economy every day.
We are seeing an economy that is resilient. We are seeing an economy that is going into a transition with more stable growth, more steady growth. And that is because of the work that this president has done.
She's also not confirming reports the president may release more oil from the Strategic Reserve ahead of a planned announcement tomorrow. Republicans keep blaming the president's policies for high prices, with inflation still a top concern for voters.
Brand new Fox News power rankings forecast that Republicans will win the House with a 15-seat majority. That's a one-seat shift compared with last week's prediction. The slight growth is coming from out west, where key races have moved from lean D to toss-up.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The rankings also project GOP control of the Senate if they win 2 of 4 toss-up races. An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's up 192. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As Democrats double down on abortion as a key issue, a new poll finds just 5% surveyed call it their top concern, with the economy topping that list. The same poll shows most Americans believe democracy is at risk, 71%. But only 7% call that the most important problem facing the country.
New York Times Siena College poll finds a majority of Democrats and Republicans say the other party poses a major threat to democracy. Overall, 28% of voters, 41% of Republicans, say they have little to no faith in the accuracy of the upcoming midterm election results. 71% of Republicans say they'd be fine voting for a candidate who says the 2020 presidential election was stolen. 37% of independents and 12% of Democrats say that's not a deal breaker for them either.
Fox's Chris Foster. The Justice Department comes down hard on a French cement company that paid millions to ISIS to keep running their business.
Lafarge SA pleaded guilty to providing material support to a terrorist group. It admitted to paying ISIS to keep a cement plant open in Syria as terror groups, including ISIS, threatened to harm Americans and other Western citizens. This is a first of its kind corporate prosecution, according to Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, who made it clear.
Business with terrorists cannot be business as usual.
Holcim, a Lafarge subsidiary, operates in the U.S. but was not implicated. Lafarge agrees to pay fines totaling nearly $778 million, as well as serve a 3-year probation. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A scrapyard owner wanted for questioning about four murders in eastern Oklahoma has been found and arrested in Florida, where police say he was driving a stolen vehicle when he was taken into custody yesterday. This after the dismembered bodies of four missing men were found last week in Oklahoma's Deep Fork River. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.